In an interview in 1966, Pete Townsend was asked to name the sort of music The Who played. Power pop is what we play, he answered. Townsend's term has since been applied to three decades of a certain kind of catchy rock song. Rhino Records has just put out a three-CD collection of power pop touchstones called Poptopia. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Baby It's You is a power pop classic in a couple of ways. Beyond the fact that it's got an irresistible beat and a lot of energy, it was cut by someone who's no more than a footnote in rock history. In the 70s, Phil Seymour was a key player in the Dwight Twilley Band, itself a power pop cult band for the ages. Seymour put out a couple of solo albums, drummed for yet another fine power pop outfit, the Textones, and he died of lymphoma in 1993. Like the music itself, Seymour made his point and scrammed. He's a minor deity to 90s power poppers like the Jellyfish.
Though it's hard to admit it's true, I've come to depend on you. You and your angelic shout, loud enough for two. That is why.
Townsend may have coined the term, but power pop owes its real origins to the early Beatles and lesser mortals like the Dave Clark Five, the Byrds, and the Beau Brummels. The salient characteristics of the genre are ringing guitars, keeningly high male lead voices, and lyrics that are primarily about being sensitive and heartbroken whenever they are not about being heartbroken and bitter. Listen to a song like She Goes Out With Everybody by the Spongetones from North Carolina, and you think you've stumbled across a lost Beatles single.
The CDs that make up Rhino Records' Poptopia contain 54 examples of power pop. Listen to them in one sitting and you'll feel as if your brain has become encrusted in sugar. Like any obsessive subgenre, power pop is best taken in small doses because it tends toward mannerism and baroque affectation, to say nothing of the occasional empty-headed nostalgia. And now that I've stated these sensible warnings, I'll also say that along with funk music, this is my absolute favorite rock and roll subdivision. I love power pop's fervent emotionalism and fierce lack of pretension. I love the fact that it can yield a song as beautiful and poetic as the Smithereens' Behind the Wall of Sleep.
I know I
I could quibble with some of the selections on Poptopia. The cut by the great Zion, Illinois band Shoes is atypical and weak. And where is Los Angeles's brilliant contribution to 70s and 80s power pop, Walter Egan? This guy was the Raymond Chandler of the genre. But that's the fanatic in me talking. Poptopia is a highly useful survey. Fans of rock subdivisions like to feel embattled, to feel that the big, bad mass audience can never really appreciate the object of their veneration. But at a time when neo-power poppers like Oasis and Hanson are actually being played on the radio, the utopia of Poptopia may finally be achieved.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed a 3-CD collection of power pop songs called Poptopia by Rhino Records.